Blog Talk Radio.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in but though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be.
Oh, there will be an end.
Most of all, Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight Brother Eddie is doing Let It Be Part 2. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You've been dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So how you doing
okay.
This evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Okay.
Just
I'm
okay?
Doing, yeah, because I'm dealing with this this so-called heat wave we not came into here in Chicago, where we've been hitting 90-plus days 3 days in a row. It's like we're hotter than the western regions. I looked up California, Vegas, all those places aren't at 90, you know. So we have this record-breaking heat wave that we're having here right now. So it's very humid. hot, sticky, muggy, all of we went straight into summer from 40, 50 degrees to 90 degrees. So, yeah, this is, again, this manipulated weather that we've always been talking about, how things change drastically, you know, from one extreme to the other.
Yeah. But, when I talked to Miss Kim the other day, she was telling me how she remembered one year where it snowed in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, man, I've seen that on a soap opera. I've never seen it in person. Wow.
Oh, yes. So first and foremost, let me welcome the family back. We did part one Saturday where nobody actually showed up, and it was one of those things that we were trying to see if the family wanted to start a Saturday class. But this is no problem because we also understood that it ended up being on the Mother's Day weekend, and a lot of people not only did things for their mother and preparing for Mother's Day, but the weekend is a time where most people only have Saturday and Sunday to take care of their business during the week. So that was understandable, no problem. So we're going to get on with it. And I'd be remiss if I wouldn't, again, bring in the family and listening audience. Thank you for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. To the ancestors, Ashe, to the elders, Namaste, and to the family listening audience, great respect and honor. Thank you. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, what did you have current event-wise to start off with?
Okay, I have a couple of things. Give me a second. And I will get them.
Oh, and while she's doing that, fam, we haven't been saying and getting back to what we should be doing. Make sure that you have your pencil, pen, and paper so that you can take notes, because certain things will vibrate with you. Certain things you will feel, as we do when we basically communicate, but especially those that have something to give, and we hear that word that resonates within what they're giving. Everybody has, as we say, a part to give. And when we learn how to give it our way, it resonates so much stronger, because again, we can mention all type of people, giving respect to, again, my teacher, Dr. Delbert Blair, but Bobby Hammond, Dr. Phil Valentine. I mean, we can go on with countless other people, but when we hear them talk, it's certain things that they talk about that they've investigated, that they've been into, they've researched. But when they give it and they give it their way, we hear certain words that resonate with us, that basically fill gaps, connect the dots, and basically activate those thoughts that we've been having. Because that's all the word does. It activates us so that we get on point. However we're coming. But did you find the current events?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Okay. Now, the first one is, police union praises cop who injured Dante Wright's mother. I hope I said his name right. D-A-U-N-T-E. Dante,
okay.
Brooklyn City Police Union praises Chief Valleau, defended the officers involved and called their actions a professional response and restraint during the incident. As the leader of a police union in suburban Minneapolis had nothing but glowing and kind words for an officer who detained and then injured the mother of Dante Wright, recording officers during a traffic stop in the same town where her son was killed by a police with the same police department. Katie Wright said her wrist was injured when a Brooklyn Center police officer confronted and detained her for recording a traffic stop last week, even though she was filming the encounter from a distance. According to the Associated Press, she said during a subsequent press conference that she told officers who she was, adding that you guys killed my son. However, the officer who crossed the highway to confront Wright and asked her for identification was undaunted and walked her towards the thoroughfare median while holding her arm behind her back with enough force that she wore a bandage on her wrist the next day. Katie Wright said the officers involved promised she would receive a ticket in the mail. It was not immediately clear what violation she would be charged with, but Brooklyn Center Police Office Police Union President Chuck Valleau, defended the officers involved and called their actions a professional response and restraint during the incident. Okay, so that was from Black American Web. Okay, Brother Eddie, what you got for that?
It's hard because I'm trying to visualize everything that went down, but again, not being able to see what transpired and in the small details of her son being killed by the police. Well, that in and of itself is mental, basically, illness that she's dealing with.
Yeah.
PTSD, in so many words. So she has animosity. She has all type of issues with the police. So, again, them handled professionally. No, if she identified herself in the first thing she says, you killed my son, that should register with them. Something has taking place dealing with her family member being her son and the police.
Yeah, well, she said last week, you know, it was, you know, a week before they killed her son. A month before.
So she should be well known by the police force in that area dealing with whatever is going down, because I'm quite sure it's still going through litigation and procedures. So she's probably high profile. So it's a mitigating circumstances that I know I'm feeling I'm not picking up on. So I'm not getting the full picture. But, again, it's no more than the issues that we're dealing with Black Lives, and not to get it twisted with Black Lives Matter, family. We're not talking about that organization. We're talking about, in general, Black people, lives that are being killed, not just by the police, because my old neighborhood on my block, I just heard somebody got killed actually right in front of my school's house, Wendy. That was on the last time we was on. This person got killed, you know, right there by Black folks. You know, just so happens that I know some people who have cameras and everything around their house and doors and everything, and they saw basically the car pull up and waited for this guy and sat there for 30 minutes or so. And when the guy got out of his car, this is when they ran, you know. So, again, it's not just the police, fam. It's us doing things for whatever reason.
Yeah.
We're killing each other more than the cops are when you look at.
Yeah, which is really unfortunate.
See, and that's
yeah.
what I look at the whole scenario, okay? We've always known what police have been doing. But if we
mm-hmm.
keep the pressure on and keep them accountable, along with those who allow it, being the government and different officials, but at the same time, keep that same pressure on our own damn people who are doing horrendous things, you know, to our own people.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to look at one and not look at the other. And then when I'm looking at police and saying, yeah, y'all doing a hell of a damage to our community, but we're doing more than you are to our own community.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Unfortunately, that's so true.
Yeah. So,
okay, this one, Eddie, you're going to love. You're going to love, and this one we really got to discuss. Okay?
Mm.
All right. Amber Heard and Johnny Depp's defamation trial is, you know, such dirty. Wait a minute. This week, Amber carefully revealed they used to use MDMA in flight. I don't know what MDMA is. Do you?
I have no idea. It must be some type of drug, my first impression.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I'm thinking. It must be.
I don't know. Somebody in the family would know.
Yeah, and how their relationship, pardon me, and how their relationship turned sour during their marriage. While Johnny Depp assaulted her with the liquor bottle. I mean, not that we should care, and that's the wrong article. That's not the one that I wanted. I had one where that was doing drugs, was sniffing coke in court. While court was going on. And that's the one I wanted. I think her name was Amber Heard. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe this was it.
Let it be, flashlight. Let it be, let it be, flashlight. Let it be, speaking the words of wisdom. Let it be, flashlight.
Okay, so in the trial, okay, well, what is Amber Heard sniffing as she testifies on the trial versus Johnny Depp? Amber Heard appears to be sniffing something in the trial. What is it? Nevertheless, fans around the world found a video of her sniffing a tissue in a non-conventional way. Social media users started making their own wild assumptions and created theories as the video went viral. Many social media users believe Amber Heard is sniffing cocaine during the trial. But they say, however, this is not the case. And analyzing the video, we see Heard with tissues in her hand. She didn't take the tissues from the box, however. We analyzed that situation later in the article. Amber Heard snips something from the tissue. The zoom image makes it obvious. Nevertheless, it's not probable that she was sniffing cocaine, as rabid Twitter users point out. So what do you think, Brother Eddie?
Seriously, I don't care. It's again, for me, it's a waste of our time, our energy, you know, class time, you know, regardless if she sniffed or not, who cares, you know, especially It doesn't matter. We're not stooping down to their level, an addiction or whatever. You know, again, the thing is that the conversations that we are on at times drain us from the energy that the universe is giving us to make this change that we're talking about. Again, even with the title, Let It Be. Let all that bullshit be, because one way or another, we can't change. What in the hell? We ain't in court. We ain't the judge. We ain't the... So why are we getting involved in miscellaneous bullshit at the end of the day? Because, again, that, through our conversation alone, drains our energy. See, if we spent half as much time talking about things that give us energy instead of depleting our energy, we'll be in a much better place. But that's why, again, class, let it be. Because, again, for me, my part is showing us the numbers of the whole to bring the balance to the words that we use. That's why even the song, Let It Be, says speaking the words of wisdom. Let it be. That phrase, let it be, comes to 33, which is 6. Word comes to 15, which is 6. We have and we are part of that word. In the beginning, making the word flesh. The word became human. Human is 15, which is 6. Word is 15. Let it be, family. Let it be. Because the 6, we're going to go with this for a minute. Because what I want to connect the dots again. We've been given everything to keep us separated without us even knowing it by the words that we use. The names change, the numbers remain the same. So in giving the same number, and the key for us to remain focused is to see the word or the number of the word that is being used, that we now can control. We now control the horizontal, the vertical. So let it be, 33, which is 6, is no more than our DNA, 411. When we look at how to connect the whole, we'll let it be, and DNA is part of the same. The word that comes from the DNA, and the DNA is no more than our record. Record is 24, which is 6. DNA 411 is 6. 411 is your information station within you. The record, dating all the way back to what's known as the Ashoka Records. That DNA is no more than the balance that we're bringing forth. The DNA is the spells that we're under. The spells are no more than rules that we've been given that we abide by. We break the rules, we break the spells. The spells, the rules are no more than the program.
the spell, the rules, the program is no more than the shit that we've been given. We now have to decipher all of this. Who do we represent? What do we represent? We represent is 42, the six. We represent our word, your word. The saying is, your word is bond. We'll get back to that phrase. But the word that we're giving at the time that we're giving it, or we're giving, is a warning. Because everything we're talking about in regaining who we are, our history, or a high story, because we now got high off of his story, it's time for us to get high off of our story. High story or history is 33, which is that six. This is why we're all connecting those dots of our history that has been stolen over all of these centuries. This is the knowledge that we are regaining. Knowledge is 33. And what's that saying? We perish for a lack of knowledge. We're regaining that knowledge this year, particularly 2022, the six. The history, the knowledge, the third eye. These are things that we constantly talk about, and all of this, we're repairing each other with the word. Repair is 24. Six, it's part of the word. Words that we all have within us, because none of us have the whole answer. This is why we all have a piece of a puzzle that we're bringing together to see the whole picture. So that's dealing with let it be. That's the balance that even I'm still learning, to let a lot be, because my people have told me so much using words, not knowing the numbers, and they're telling me exactly what they want to say by the number of that word, them not knowing the spiritual implication that we're all going through. It's called a transition. And that brings me to dropping the bomb on the family. As Parliament says, I'm going to drop the bomb on you. We got to drop this bomb before we take it home. And by the way, I must say, happy Mother's Nature, a.k.a. Mother's Day, to all of the mothers. Because Mother's Day is, as we know, every day. But I've used Mother's Day to use the number of where we are and the things that we say, and put it all together as much as possible. Mothers, 32, which is a five, and nature is 25, which is a seven. Mother's nature, or even Mother's Day. Day is seven, like nature is seven. So mothers being five and day being seven, we see a five and a seven. We've been talking about five and seven, I say, for the last 10 years or longer. by the name of 5G. So we're going through Mother's Day every day when we are dealing with 5G. Because another word or words for Mother's Day or 5G is the paradigm shift. Never saw the connection to all of it, but it's all connected. The paradigm shift. The paradigm that we're in is chaos. The shift is the order that we are ushering in. Order out of chaos. Paradigm shift. Mother's Day. Mother AZ uses the term thank us. It's the same number as order out of chaos. Well, why would I thank chaos? No, I'm thanking us who bring the order from the chaos that deals with this paradigm shift. We all have pieces that we're bringing to the paradigm shift. As I said, Mother AZ brought the term that vibrates with us, thank us. Brother Ray brought the term organize us. Same number, different words. As thank us, order out of chaos, paradigm shift, Mother's Day. Brother Kwame brings that the thank us, the organize us is the planetary alignment. Brother Kwame being a historian and also an astrologist, gets into the cosmos. The paradigm shift is exactly what he's talking when he's bringing his part of the planetary alignment as part of this paradigm shift. Thank us, Brother Kwame. Part of the organizing us, Brother Ray. This is for all of the family. The paradigm shift for any of us who are talking about or doing more than talking, fixing us. It's up to us to fix us. Fixing us is part of the paradigm shift. When we truly put it all together, the paradigm shift is biblically the head becoming the tail and the tail becoming the head. The last become or being first. For me, my part of this paradigm shift is to give the family these words behind the numbers that we are learning. We're learning these words. In us, fix us. Dealing with this planetary alignment that will organize us when we truly thank us. Along with all of these things happening in the paradigm shift is the correct information that we must give to one another. But the key is that the number shows behind words that are used the correct information. It lines up. Because within learning the correct information, the key is to question everything, part of the paradigm shift. When we hear people saying question everything, especially the things you already believe you know, question along your search. See, this is a free source. The paradigm is a free source, part of that record, Flashlight. Flashlight is a paradigm shift, family. The names change. The numbers remain the same. Paradigm shift, Flashlight. Because the paradigm is shifting. Every day that the sun comes up, and illuminates its light. Everybody's got a little light under the sun shining on your thought, shining on your kingdom, the first part of your body that the sun hits is your head, your brain, your heaven, your kingdom. The correct information even comes from free imagination, free creativity. It's part of this paradigm shift. But we must learn to process that creativity coming straight from the imagination, from the source of the light of information. Flashlight, the 5G, is what we've constantly been talking about, even dealing with the computers itself. The computer itself uses 5G. It's called the binary code. Binary is 16, which is that 7. Code is 14, which is that 5. 5G, the binary code. We never saw it, but it's part of what's happening. Because when you add the 5G, 5 plus 7 gives you 12. 21 is called waves. The 5G is using all type of waves, be it radio waves, microwave, heat waves, sound waves. Waves are being used. Those same waves that 5G is using, we could use flashlight through the music. Music is 21 because music comes in waves. We can play music, but we can't touch music. Music touches us. We're part of that string. And don't forget, World Trade, we call it the World Trade Center, but the 5G is the world is on the stock market. It's a world trade now, 5G.
Yep.
So all these things are coming to that same number, different words or the names change, go by many names. So that was the bomb that I wanted to drop. And by the way, bomb is 7 and drop is 5, 5G. I just dropped the bomb on you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. We have a call with hand up. Their hand has been up since the beginning of the show. So, So I'm going to bring them in. Area code 507. Area code 507.
Hello. Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Hello.
How you doing, brother? You're doing a good show here.
All right. How's it going, family? How you doing?
All right. I just want to know, have anybody heard about the stimulus checks yet? Where they at? I've been looking
at it every day. No, I ain't heard nothing about it. I ain't waiting on it. So,
okay.
I ain't heard nothing.
Okay. I told Anthony earlier today I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. Pardon me?
They have a new pilot program here, and I think it's I don't know if it's just here in Illinois or if it's for everybody. I think it's everybody who qualifies for this new stimulus of $500
no strings attached, $500 a month for 1 year on this pilot program. But again, that's just rolling out the red carpet to what we've been talking about for so long. It's called social credit score. And these things that basically welfare that the whole world is being pushed to deal with. So these are things that slowly but surely they call it pilot programs before they introduce it to the general populace. But it's no more than this income. I can't think of the word, evades me right now. But it's something that Barack Obama talked about when he was president, dealing with the social credit score. But the name that they, universal income, pardon me for having that brain for our family, but yeah, this is no more than universal family, worldwide income that they're setting up to have more control of the people. Because if everything is predicated on the government paying you for what it wants you to do, when you don't apply, you're cut off. We're already going through, as I mentioned earlier, this paradigm shift. Paradigm shift comes to three when you add it up. Paradigm being 27, shift is 30, 50, 7 is a 12, which is 3. This is where we are in the age of Aquarius, the third horseman. Why 3? The third horseman out of the four horsemen of the apocalypse was the only sign, Aquarius being human, that could talk. Why? Because he rode in on a black horse bringing a pair of balance in his hand. Balance is 21. A pair of balance comes to 21, that 3. 21 is the words, the music, the balance that we're supposed to bring back. That's why order. Order is 21. It's all part of the words, the music, the connection that we all have through our memories. Memories is 30. Connection is 30. That's 3. Music, 3. I-E-Y-E, 3. That's the connection. It's known as the third eye. So we've been talking about this for 5 to 7 years, about the universal income that Barack Obama started during his administration, and we're seeing it come to fruition today. These are things we talked about in their beginning stage. Now they're here. And we're worried about these things because, again, the faith that we or a lot claim to say they have, we don't stand fast on that faith, knowing that part of the three that got us in the condition that we're in is called the government. The government is 39, which comes to that 3. It's not your salvation. Salvation is 3. That's why the government is predicating that 3 of the government of your salvation on what is called a shot. Shot is 21. For me, the shot that represents the whole that we've been given, even biblically, is called fire. Fire is 21. Where the government is part of the fire, the spreading the lie being 3, 12 of this shot, 21, is part of the fire.
Okay.
The way to walk and talk really sets me off. Anyway, fam, yeah. So,
okay.
Like I said, we all have parts to give, and what I give, it's been given to me. And
okay.
I challenge myself when it's given to me to make sense And if it doesn't make sense, I can't agree with it. And the key for me is to agree and make sense of anything is the numbers guide and lead me.
All
and
right now.
I have not been strayed any wrong direction because it's not me.
Okay.
That's why I know where the glory comes from, family. And we're going to talk about all this tonight and these things that are hidden behind the words that we say, not even knowing God by the numbers and the way we celebrate all of these holidays, not knowing and connecting to that number behind the word holiday. Holiday comes to 22, 4, 13 is God, 4. All this is giving the glory to God by knowing his number and everything that we're celebrating, but we don't give him that celebration when we celebrate it. Because we've been giving images of other things to celebrate, but yet the number behind the word and all of these, the majority, because it either comes to God or the universe with these numbers, the air we breathe. We're getting ready to come up right now and prepare your pockets, family. Because, yeah, it's for the food slightly with the prices going up, but this gas is going to kick us in the because it's going up astronomically, and they're doing it right before a holiday, holiday being 22. And like I said, most holidays that we deal with God and the universe, the 2 and the 4. 2 and 4, we just talked about, let it be. That's 6,
okay.
2 and 4.
Yeah.
But seeing this holiday that we're coming up, it's called Memorial Day, and they give their meaning to what we memorialize. But for me, they give us the correct number behind the words that we are everywhere about, because like I said, it all deals with God, and we see Memorial comes to a 4. That's God again, family.
Oh, yeah.
That's another 22. 4.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom is 22. I'm giving the wisdom.
Yeah.
This is no more than the wisdom of God. But again, Memorial's Day, 22, and day is 7. 22 plus 7 is 29, which brings us to that 11, that 2 again, 2 and 4. And that's what you do every day. It's called inhale and exhale. Inhale is 2, exhale is 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's God in the universe that we do when we breathe, and we don't even know it by number, but we do it. That's what's happening 24/7, as we say. And when we truly understand those numbers, 2 plus 4 plus 7, we back to 13. That's God again, family. And if smart individual want to say, well, it's 24/7, so that's 24 plus 7, you still got 31. You just switched 13 around. You just mirrored it, family. Come on. Stop being played. See, I'm giving part of the solution, which is the answer. That's why solution is 4 and answer is 4. It's all part of God. It's all part of truth. That's why truth is 4. But see, it's no coincidence that we come back on today's date of this show being 5/11. 2022, which is a 4. Ain't no coincidence that this date even comes up to God, because we giving him the praise and the honor, giving the truth that's going to beat the devil and that lie in the behind. Were you trying to say something, Sister Antoinette?
Yeah, Jerry, before you go, I want you to set the record straight on something. Since you knew Michelle when she was a little girl, a little person.
When I was a little person, she was much taller than me. She was much taller than me when I was a little person. Michelle, she was much taller than me. Yeah.
But you know, around the internet is going around that she is a man. So do you want to clear that up?
He's not a man. They've been saying that stuff for a long time. I need to quit. She's just a woman. I've been knowing since I was a little kid. Right there on 66 and Woodlawn. South side of Chicago. Yeah, I need to quit.
I just wanted that to be cleared it up. I just wanted that cleared up for folks that you personally know her. And I
that's
just want to
I should know her.
I know it's your
that's
cousin, but I didn't
want to know her.
I know, but I didn't know if you want that.
We were all scrambling together. She was much meaner. She was much aggressive. Yeah, take something from Michelle, she'll grab in your car. And be ready to knock you out. She rough.
She may have cooled down
now.
Yeah,
Obama calmed her down. But she was rough. Now, but nice talking to y'all. I'll call your show again because y'all doing good.
Well,
thank
you,
Jerry. Nice talking to you, family.
You too,
and
family.
And you let me know when you're coming back on.
When I get the money right. I got to get my money right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank y'all.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. Thank us. Thank us.
Okay. We have two more callers, Brother Eddie.
Okay.
So, okay. 706. Erica 706. If you have yourself on mute, you want to take it.
Yeah, there you are.
Hello, Brother Kwame.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette and Brother Eddie. You know, I'm sitting back listening to it, but I've been watching Edwin Nichols, and he does this thing on Xology. He's an engineer, industrial psychologist. And the brother's breaking down the whole psychological. His name is Edwin Nichols. I'll send you his YouTubes, and you know, he's an elder, and he has this science in which he's doing with breaking down how the ism is. And axology is the value system and how we value who we are as a people and how all of this came into place. The ism is the racism and sexism. This is all by design and creation, which we already know, but he gives us the psychological effect of it and how we have to begin to go within and begin to realign ourselves back to who we originally are. You know, this is why yesterday was Mercury's retrograde, and we'll be in retrograde until around the 3rd or the 4th of June. And these planetary alignments and these energies, and we're having the pink flower moon on the 12th, and that's another eclipse that's going to happen
that's tomorrow.
Going to reboot. Yeah,
that's tomorrow.
And what this alignment is doing is that it's rebooting the energy that's activating the planet. And this is what Brother Eddie was sharing about. And the activation, it's like he said, you know, we can't touch the music. We feel the music. We can't touch the consciousness. We feel the consciousness as we absorb and get downloaded. And then the overstanding of, you know, how this computerized system is working. And he just dropped the jewel. And this brother from Chicago, who was born January 1937, his name was David Hedgley. And David Hedgley was a mathematician, and he got a job with NASA. And he was the one who designed the three-dimensional computer algorithm. NASA's people couldn't solve this problem, and here's a brother with a master's degree in there. And the same thing as the sisters that designed and did the computer programming, because they knew the code. The IBM technicians that were working in NASA that couldn't get the computer to figure out how to get them back from space. These sisters coming from colored schools in the rural South and the areas that they went to colored schools figured out that which the Ivy League schools could not. So we've got to begin to understand the greatness of what's being reawakening into the human consciousness as us as melanated people. And it's very important that we begin to reconnect to the earth, because the earth is the wood wide web. We're looking at this worldwide web, but that's the artificial world. The divine intelligence is what is going to save us. And so I'm commending my brother Eddie, because, you know, he keeps turning on the flashlight and shining it into the dark and say, see what that word means? It means a number. And so it's being able to take that formula and be able to use it, to be able to use that vibrational frequency of the number and the word. And see how it resonates to give us the binary code, because that's all computer is the algorithm. That's what I was sharing about the brother, because he was able to figure out the binary code to be able to create a 3D dimensional computer algorithm, our science. These are the parts of us that are divinely given, and we're now finding out the ones who have been able to do this, and the ones that's coming to do greater. That's the next seven generations. So I thank us.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Brother Kwame, and I wanted to add this too, that I didn't mention that word with the number and let it be with the six, which is the word you kept mentioning, algorithms. Algorithms is 42, which is a six. See, this is what they're using within the computer system, the algorithms of our word. The balance, that they're balancing out artificially to the real. Artificial is four, real is four. They're using the same number, that four, that God, see, because that God that we're in, that fight, is spiritual. That's why fight is 31, which is four. Spiritual is 40, which is four. Brother Kwame, who are they using of our people in this fight, this spiritual war that we're in? What two people, you've mentioned them on another show, two people that they're using of ours that basically is spiritual? I'll just tell you, you mentioned him, but it's going to click. The four, the spiritual that they're using is the CW, baby. What is the CW, Ed? Well, the CW is the children and the women. Spiritual, baby. They always use the children, 31, and the women are 13. It's a spiritual war, psychological war, but it's spiritual in nature. But seeing these things of what they're using of our people, because the women and the children and the women, 13, 31, 31, 13, is by way of the digital age.
Okay.
31, 13.
And you got the exact point, because when I said the generations, because we are the children of our parents and grandparents, and we go back to the great grandparent, that seven generations back.
Mm-hmm.
As we sit here and talk on this techno spiritual, we're projecting for the seven generations to come. In us being, you know, an elder and having our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we're looking at seven generations that we now are privy to know, and the seven generations that are going to come from them is the power of the woman and the child. It's most important, because the woman is given the tools in being able to have left brain, right brain, she knows that she's always got to have the nurturing for that child. The father is to provide, but the woman knows if something happens to the man, the black woman has always been the backbone of our community. That old grandmother, that old lady, that neighborhood big mama. Those big mamas are far almost extinct now. That we had those ones that we were children, we could go to their house or they would come and correct you and put you in check because they wanted you to know one thing. It says, they didn't ask you, who are you, Eddie? They didn't say that. They said, who are your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to know who has guided you to come out and do this. Who hasn't done the correct work to put you in check, to know that you respect us as a people? When you come out of that door, you bring your family out there into the streets. But we once upon a time could let our children out and they could play from sun up to sundown and didn't have to worry about it because everybody was watching out for them. We can't do that today. Not in certain areas.
That is so correct. It was termed as the village.
Right.
It takes a village to raise a child. And we had strong neighborhoods that were villages, but from, I would say, the 70s on, because I used to talk about that change when I went to elementary schools with the children, you know. But, yeah, today we just have to be selective in who we allow in our circle of our village. We still have villages, but they're not
right.
as strong and as big as they used to be. But, again, just like that pebble being thrown in a pond, we have to create that ripple effect so that we can make the villages strong again from those little bitty circles from that pebble that go outward. We have to carry that wave, those waves.
But in that, and even, and that's correct, but even in that pebble, because that pebble is dropped into that water that has memory and consciousness, and it sends the circle of life back out to the shore to let you know that the Creator is at the center of it all. Because
correct.
The Creator created that pebble that you picked up and threw out there into that water to create that circle of life to come all the way back to the shore and to touch every shore that you threw it into that pond. So that's how it works, and when you're saying it takes a village to raise a child, what does it take to make a village? It takes Brother Eddie. It takes Sister Antoinette. It takes Mama AZ. It takes we who are concerned in being united in spirit, the spirit of those to come forth, those ancestors returning. And the way that we have to understand it also is we got a whole lot of unemployed ancestors because we don't take the time to call on them anymore. We're too hung up in our social media and our gram, Instagram and being liked and being, you know, thumbs up and how many friends I got on this computer when you don't know. Probably not even a hand on one hand know those people. You just connected by technology. You're connected by artificial friendship, the artificial self-esteem that you value yourself on greens than more than you value what's in your own home.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why the new drug addiction is the internet. Same number,
that's
different word. Yes, that's it.
That's why I told him at the conference, I said, you know, we got AA, we got NA, we got GA, we got Overeaters Anonymous. I say we got all these A, but what are we going to do with these Wi-Fi crack addicts that's being made?
Crack. That was something else I was going to bring to the table dealing with the six, because crack is 15. And I was only going to use that in dealing with the three images that stand for so-called freedom of America, being the Lady of Liberty being blindfolded in your courts, the Statue of Liberty with chains still around her ankle, and then the Liberty Bell, all representing females, because Bell represents a female. Two reasons. First and foremost for me is the number. Bell is 11, which is 2. Female is 20. I'm sorry, 29, which is 2. So the bell, again, that crack is in her center, or the center of the bell, the female, which basically represents her vagina. Vagina is 2. But the so-called liberty that the bell is supposed to represent let us know that the crack is still there. So the frequency of the bell of liberty is all family. It's been off ever since they so-called got it as a gift back in the 1500s, whenever it was. But it's been cracked. But that shows, just like I said, the female, the woman, the women and the children that they use. Because Belle is also referred to the female in the South when she's referred to the Belle of the Ball, or as the Belle of the Ball. And they wore those big dresses back in the day that resembled a Belle, basically because a lot of the Caucasian females didn't have behind. So those big puffy dresses gave an impression of this, that, and the other. That's no need. But anyway, you get my drift with these so-called liberty fashion, that liberty is no more than the one which is saying your freedom. So they gave us false representations of freedom, of so-called liberty, and we're still fighting for it today. That's why we hollering free, 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 free. Free damn. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, we have another caller, area code 404, Brother Wesley.
Hey, peace and blessing, y'all. Hey.
Brother West.
Yeah, I got some news. I went out there, Tariq. I went to his house yesterday, man. Tariq, he right on, man. Mm-hmm. Brother Tariq. So I'm out here and just like, it's like Chicago out here, man, the way this wind blowing in Cali, man. I'm thinking I'm in damn Chicago, man, the way this wind blowing, bro. Yeah, Brother Tariq right on time, man. He looked just like he used to sound, like an old player from back in the day, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, so he doing good. I wanted to kick it with him some more, but he looked up and saw them chemtrails at the same time with him in the book, man. He's smart, man. So he saw them chemtrails, same time with him to go in the house, man. But, hey, and I wish I would know where Mama AZ was, because I'd holler at her when I went to Arizona, but I didn't know her address. But, Brother Kwame, man, what you said about these Negroes showing these folks what to do, man, see, in my opinion, it's my opinion, okay? My opinion, we've been showing them too damn much, okay? They should have let their ass stay on the moon. Don't let them bring them back. See, I done been on jobs where these devils couldn't figure out what to do, and I knew what to do. I shut my damn mouth and let them tear it up and figure it out, man. I ain't showing them shit. I ain't discuss after that. But I'm walking, man. I ain't showing them nothing. That's the problem with these Negroes. We done showed them too damn much, man. Okay? That's just the way I roll, man. I ain't showing these devils shit so they can use it against us, Eddie. Hell to the dog, bro. I ain't showing them nothing, bro. I'm at Walt. But anyway, I'm going to be quiet before I start cussing and saying some more stupid stuff. But for real, man, I ain't showing them nothing. I tell my people, like I tell y'all, I tell my people how to do it. And if y'all tell them other folks, they tongue going to fall out, man. I give a secret to my folk. But anybody else, hell to the dog.
Well, Brother West, I got to say, man, you really called out, because I'm sitting here on the porch. As soon as you start talking, the owls start hooting. Wisdom is coming out.
Right on.
The Night Eagle is confirming your speech, because you know we have to understand that we get messages from nature, and he just stopped when I started talking. But as long as he was talking, he was hooting.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's about to make my eyes start sweating, man, because I'm trying to be in tune, man. I'm trying to be in sync, man. But anyway, I let somebody talk. Continue on, my brothers and sisters, Antoinette.
Oh, thank you,
right
Brother
there,
West.
We appreciate you, you know. But, yeah, that's it in a nutshell, because, again, I love Brother West's energy and passion, because it's real. Brother West brings the realness to the table that he's not proclaiming to be this, that, a historian, a researcher, or that he's just one of us, you know, learning this whole thing. But again, Brother West is that warrior that keeps it real in the war aspect of turn it around, war being the word, and it's raw. Brother West brings that energy raw, and that's what we need, that raw energy sometimes of that word to shake us up. Because, again, a lot of us still want to be spectators and don't know it's time to be participants. See? Participants.
Yeah.
What the war said, the world is a ghetto.
Yeah. See? And participant being that 541 is us to do what we do are no more than messengers. Messenger is 41. See, that's five. Kwame's a five. Eddie's a five. Brother Thomas a five. I can keep going with different people with five, but these are the people who call in that I know don't mind me using their name and putting the number to it, that five. But, Brother West comes with that correct rawness that's no more than a frequency. And he's always talking about it's about sound, baby. Sound is one. Raw is one. War is one. Frequency is one.
Yeah.
Image
yes, and he
one.
Tells us what frequency we're supposed to listen to, which
that's
we need
that's
reminders of. I know I do.
The music that we're constantly talking about comes in notes and tones and frequency. You know, do we have any other callers before I go to the next one that
we
I
do.
Really want to? Okay, let's bring the callers in.
Okay. Area code 336.
Is this Mother AZ?
Area code. Yes, it is. Hello, Sister Parrish.
Grand evening. I'm here.
Can't hear you.
Well, they
Sister
did.
Parrish,
did you drop?
Can't hear you. No, she's still here.
Okay.
Sister Parrish, if you have yourself on mute, if you accidentally put yourself on mute. Okay, I can't hear you. Very faint. Okay, there you are. Sister Parrish?
She's fading in and out.
Yeah, okay, we'll come back to you. Let me take the next caller. Area code 732.
Yes, good day to everyone. How is everyone doing?
Greetings, family. How
are
you doing?
I'm great. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's all going back to when the same way it started back in the day, even talking about the women and the children, like going back to the midwives, like if you go into hospitals today, or even if they come to you, it's like there's hardly no more doctors. It's the nurses are taking the nurses are starting
the
to take over again. Hello?
No, it's not.
I don't hear.
No, they do have a national tab back there or something.
It was, I thought someone was speaking to me.
No.
Okay. So it sounds like, you know, that's one of the things that's going on with the women, too. And there's just not a whole lot of doctors around anywhere. So it's like we know the world is a circle, and it's done completed I don't know how many times. They may not say so, but it has. So what's happening is, in order for us to get back to where we were, it's like we're going backwards. Even as far as talking about slavery, it's like they're trying to take us back to slavery, with the women mainly, and I guess that's who maybe they didn't, but it seemed like the women back in the slave days were the ones that, you know, the men had to work too. But then the women were the ones that got raped most of the time, because we know they did not care. Rather, it was a man, woman, girl, or boy that they did that to. But now what they're doing is it seems like they're starting on the black female again. This lady, she's a meter reader. So what she did, she was going. They usually sent her into the black hoods, right? So and you know she would say she has to take her mace and all of this and everything. So they sent her into the Caucasian hood, which you may say suburban, I guess. But anyway, so she's in the suburban hood, and this man, it's a big apartment building. So this man tells her, he's running, like coming towards her, telling her, get out, you don't belong here. So she took off running. So some way or another, it sounds like she was in the building. She ended up on the outside of the door, the inside of the door. Yeah, she was ended up on the inside of the door. This man was literally pulling, he had his arm through the door. And through the door, he's on one side, she's on the other. And she's trying to keep the door closed, but his arm was through. This man was pulling on her clothes so hard and everything, he began to tear her clothes. She called the police. And do you know what the police told her? There wasn't anything they could do.
Huh?
And, And so I was like, wait a minute. That is straight-up slavery. So a lot of things, it seems like it's starting mainly with the children, our poor children in these schools, the children and the women, which I guess it's harder for men, let's say people, to take advantage of men. But like I said, it's a circle. And in order for our people to get back to where we got to be, we got to go back, and then we got to come forward again. You know what else I was thinking about was the mental telepathy. I don't know if you remember me ever talking about that. I've been speaking about mental telepathy for years. But anyway, the boil is beginning to bust. So anyway, and tell me if this seems like it makes any sense. I was thinking that mental telepathy is a part of quickness. They say a lot of times that light is the quickest thing, but it's not. Our brain thought is thing. So when we can start getting the quickness, the thought of the brain, and the mental telepathy, we will be able to communicate more without these phones, because what they're getting ready to do now is they're getting ready to stop everything. They're going to say, of course, the Russians did it. But this is something they've been planning. Do you know what I did? I brought a treadmill a year ago. So anyway, I get on the thing, and the thing wouldn't work right or anything. So I was like, wait a minute, what's wrong with this? The thing is brand new. So I was talking to my daughter. She says, well, Mommy, I brought a treadmill, and what do you know when you buy a treadmill, you have to register, you have to call back and register it. Everything we do today, we got to go through Amazon. So I said, well, wait a minute. I'm going to make this treadmill go, you know, supposed to be electric, but I'll just try to use it manually. So I got on it and I started moving it. Everything we do today, it's like we're under a microscope. So we have got to get back to the things where we were before. you know, like our mothers and a lot of people older, they didn't have telephones and things, you know. So this is even back in the Bible with Mary, when Mary was supposed to, when Mary was, say, let's say, carrying Jesus, she had to go all the way to meet Elizabeth and everything. And it was supposed to be a long, long journey. So now what we got to do is we really got to get all of what is our nature. This is all natural for us. And it's not impossible for mental telepathy to happen because we can communicate like that.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm finished.
Okay, that's great. You basically gave me a couple of things to subway into by the number again, understanding that circle you kept talking about that Brother Kwame and I talked about dealing with the pond and the circle. Circle is 23, which is the five. I keep reiterating to the family, I got five on it. We got to put that five and start saying these words with the numbers, see, because that circle, that five, ain't nothing but a game, family. They're playing game on us. And the reason it's a game is because it's a code that we don't know yet. Once you go back, like you said, and see the numbers of the circle and the code, you know it's the same shit. And we'll see when we bring it to the present and the future, they playing the same damn numbers, giving us different words in this circle. They in the circle on the Ferris wheel, going around and around I go. We can't get off the damn Ferris wheel for the circle because we can't see the numbers that show us the way out or the way off. That's why off, turn that shit off. Off is 14. It's the five. Y'all, it's the code. Turn the shit off so we can start getting coded or recoded.
Yes.
And you mentioned the word telepathy, which I was going to get into, dealing with 9/11, family. 9/11. When we think of 9/11, we think of, or we know it's the date of 2001 with the Twin Towers coming down. But the significance of what transpired is showing us where we are. Signs and symbols. 9/11 is no more than male and female. That by the showing of these buildings coming down, the two, that male and female was coming down. How did that happen?
Yes.
By way of LGBTQ.
Yeah.
The male and female are now down at the bottom because the LGBTQ is reigning supreme everything and everywhere. Now, when we truly look at 9/11, 9 plus 11 brings you back to the 2, which is the universe. See, we're talking about these things that we're capable of doing, but we're not truly connecting the dots where we are starting to see. But looking at 9/11 or 2, which is the universe. Universe is 38, which is a 2. How many people do we hear talking about the universe right here down on the ground, talking about grounding themselves? Grounding is 38, which is 2. This is our way to the universe by grounding on the ground. Once we start grounding ourselves, we get a positive charge.
Yes.
Positive is 2, 38. Charge is 27, which is 9. 9 is up. Because we're down here in a negative vibration, negative is 9. That's why 9 has to be charged once we're being grounded in order to go up. Just like a battery, family, battery is 29, which is 2. It has a negative and positive charge by way of the number 9/11. Negative is 9 and positive is 11, male and female. That's why they call it a male and a female pulse on the ends of the battery, negative and positive, family. ground yourself. But why are you grounding yourself? So that you can start your communication to the universe. Communication is 38, grounding 38, universe 38. By way of what? Telepathy, 29, which is 2. As you said, you think it, you say it, you do it. If we ain't thinking it, it ain't going to happen. You've been thinking it, as you said, for a while. Your capabilities are stronger than you know once you get back out in nature. Because, again, why are we talking about nature? It's the age that we're in. It's called Aquarius. Aquarius is 7. Nature is 7. Every day, day is 7. We're supposed to get our ass out in nature, family. Because once we discover nature, we actually discover yourself. Yourself is 7. Nature is 7. Aquarius is 7. That's why this age of Aquarius deals with what? The 2 and the 4. We back to the 6 again. It deals with the air, the sign of air, and bears water. Air is 2. Water is 4. That's the inhale and exhale of life, baby. Water brings life. So this too, this telepathy is by way of getting in nature and getting grounded. That's why nature is 7. Grounded is 7. Grounding is a 2. This is why we learn how to exactly say what we mean and mean what we say by knowing the damn number exactly. You don't make a mistake, at least not me in the way I give it, because I can't make a mistake. This is why I challenge myself and everybody to challenge me to make me better. You ain't making me worse or hating on me. Y'all family. I got all the haters I need, and those who want to hate, please hate me. Love it.
That's right.
Because hater is 24. 24 is shit. So everybody that's a hater to me ain't nothing but shit. And shit is nothing but a fertilizer, family. So I need the haters to fertilize me, to help me grow. Keep me growing. Hate me, damn it. Because the more you hate, the stronger I get. Because you are just the opposite of what I'm trying to do, love and hate. You do your job and let me do mine. I love you hating me. Hate on. But back to the point, family, yeah, that 2, that 9-11, that's why it's also referred to as black and white. And this is where we get it twisted, where we get off into black and white, a color scheme, and not into the negative and positive. Because negative and positive, male and female, are up and down. Wow, 9-11. But here's the kick to 9-11. When I saw this, it says, United we stand. And I looked at those numbers, and those numbers, United we stand, comes to 9-11, family. Divided we fall. They divided the field, those buildings, and they came down. Ain't that something? Never seen 9-11. United we stand, male and female, that is being brought down by the LGBTQ, who want to give new designation to labels and titles, to title and label themselves, something other than what they are naturally. Because, again, I say nothing against anybody. Be what you want to be. Let it be, as this class is called. But at the end of the day, we bring in order. And for me, and everybody else knows that LGBTQ is not in order with nature nor the universe, baby. So don't get mad at me. Get mad at your ass if you ain't in order. We here to bring order. We see the chaos. So, yes, you're already vibing on telepathy because, again, this is the reason they use the same number of different words. We're on telepathy right now called the cell phone. Cell phone is 29. Telepathy is 29. They're using the artificial. Artificial is 4 to the real. Real is 4. The artificial cell phone to the real telepathy. Yes. We can, but if we ain't thinking about it, there's no way it's going to happen. Because once we start thinking about it the same way you're doing now, you're talking about it. You get more people interested in remembering what it is we're supposed to remember. That's why remember is 29. Telepathy is 29. We don't remember what we are capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all connected. Once we see the words that we've been played with, because we don't see the game behind this word called English. English is five. Game is five. English is a damn game, family, that they've been playing on us from the very beginning by giving us this language. It's an occult. Occult is five. Keeps us in a ball of five called confusion. It's just a time that designates us coming out. Like I said, I ain't had this all my life. This is, what, 9 years in the making. And I've come this far in 9 years, and I'm still learning, loving it. We all give, and we're good and great teachers in what we do. But I must contest that we're all better students because we're all still learning. That's what makes us better. That's why we better than the rest. And better is nothing but a number two. That's why it's 31, damn it. That's us too. God, we just called dark by hue. Dark is 13. In the Bible, it was called darkness and dark. Darkness moved across the face of the deep, baby. The spirit, 31. Darkness, 31. God, 13. So, yeah, we're getting back to being able to see, as I was saying, dealing with the holidays even. A month ago, we had another holiday that dealt with the number of God. Different word. Like I said, the names change. Numbers stay the same. We're coming up on four God called Memorials Day, God's Day, if you want to say it. But we're not doing any worship. Worship is four. To the truth. Truth is four. If those of us who don't want to call God by his name, call truth. Truth is still God. It doesn't matter. But we just passed a holiday, like I said, last month, that was called Fat Tuesday, but it's actually called Mardi Gras. Well, Mardi Gras is four, y'all. That's still God. All this stuff we celebrating is God by number. They just giving us some different garbage for ceremonies. But that's why even getting out, dealing with grounding. Grounding isn't just to stand there. We're giving homage to the universe through the air and ceremony. Ceremony is two. Universe is two. Air is two. Telepathy is two. I've been telling people for years myself, I talk to the wind and the wind talks to me with the air. It's in the air. Air is two. That's part of your telepathy. That's the air we breathe. We breathe this every day. But that's why two is also believe. If you don't believe it, you ain't going to achieve it. We don't believe half of the things we say. And we have that power in the tongue to speak it into existence. And we're doing this. Of words, it's called manifestation. Manifestation comes through our words. Manifestation is 48, which is a three. We manifest everything we say, but it takes time because the energy of belief, of grounding, of telepathy ain't flowing with the belief we claim to have and what we are saying. Because the focus of putting the action behind the word, and it's called five, practice, practice, damn practice. We practice regurgitating the nonsense daily. How much time do we spend practicing, a.k.a. on telepathy? That's why that five is a code. When we say a.k.a., that's five. That's a code word, baby. Just like SOS is a five. We never see that five. That's a code that's part of the game that's being played on us. But, again, that's part of this universal plan that we're going through with this change that, like I said, everybody has particular words. Mine is being able to give the number behind the words, but regardless if we know the number, we hear and we resonate with certain words that people give that start the vibration within us for the understanding, not understanding no more, because we've been under shit for too long. Once we go in for the understanding, we can immediately take that to the overstanding because they're one and the same. In order to get over, we got to go in.
True. Brother Eddie, I need to make an announcement. We have 13 minutes left in this live program. In order to continue to listen to the show, or if you have a question or a comment, you have to call in. The call-in number, Brother Eddie, you want to give it?
Yes, the call-in number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343. And I loved it when you broke in with that 13 minutes to call in. There's that 13 for God, y'all.
Yes, and Brother Eddie, your contact information.
Yes, I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com. Yes, love it. Love it, love it.
Okay. And we also have another caller, too.
Okay, hey, bring the caller.
Sister Paris is back.
Okay.
Okay, Sister Paris?
Yes, ma'am. These are powerful times. That was Dr. V. Brother Kwame, we need to do a sweat with Brother West and Brother Harris and my grandson and everybody. Give Brother West how to get in touch with me, family. If he can come over here to Tucson, Arizona, it would be great. And you can help me put the medicine wheel in place. It only takes a little while, Brother West. That would be the bomb. So I'm here in Tucson, Arizona, at Vaughn Gables, right across the street from Costco on Grant Road. So get in touch with me, and let's see if you can come out here and eyeball me. Brother Harris has already been here, so he knows.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I was at that Costco with my driver. She was going to Costco to get gas over there. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, in Tucson, Arizona?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God, I'm right across the street. Brother West, you going to come over here and eyeball me?
No, he's in California now. He's in California now.
Oh, don't scare me like that. Okay, all right. I'm going to mute. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. Okay, Brother Eddie, I did have two announcements to make. A former Michigan, he's some kind of athlete, y'all. Adrian Payne was shot and killed in Florida. He was 31.
Mm.
So I guess y'all would know who he is because I don't. And there's another one. He was an honorary, not honorary, but he had retired already. And I lost it. I'm sorry. Sorry, y'all, but there was another one that passed away too. He was a, I don't know if he was a, Hall of Famer, Bob Lehner, died. He was 73, NBA Hall of Famer. So that's basketball, right? Y'all have to forget.
Yeah,
you
talking about Bob Lanier? Bob Lanier. Talking about Bob Lanier.
Yes. He passed away at 73.
Okay.
Okay, so we give our condolences to, you know, both families, and we dedicate show to them. We dedicate this show to them.
Yeah, and
yeah, the first one that was 31, he was shot, which is a shame. You know,
okay.
somebody killed him.
Mm.
So that was terrible.
Yeah.
That was truly a terrible thing. But he was a young man.
And I'm going to give another 11 right quick. Well, since we was on the 11s dealing with telepathy and grounding and even your presentation. Presentation is 38, which is that 11. But we're going to deal with the 11 called revelations. Because as it says, the last will be first, and the first will be last. Well, we use revelations as being the last book. But we know when we talk about the last applying to us, well, yes, even by number, we have been made that last, even though that we're first. First is 29, which is that 2. Black is 11, which is 2. And biblically, black people were cursed. Were cursed is 29, which is 2. The first people that were black were cursed, but now, as it said, the last, the curse will be first. And even looking in Revelations, what we truly don't put together, haven't put together yet, is that we're in the last book of the Bible. The last will be first, which is Revelations will be first to come in the future. The book, or the biblical book being written now, we're basically a part of that writing, not even trying to be a part, but we are, because the awakening of the revelations of the last book is being revealed. That has given us leeway to what's to come, or better yet, we're leading the way for our children to be able to use these things that are records now that they can draw from even when we're not here. We will always be here. But this is that last book. We are now laying ground way for that new book, the beginning of that new book that is being written. So is it written, so shall it be. So for me, I'm always writing, but I understand that these things that are recorded are no more than data, because that's all the internet is a computer data base gathering information. On who? On that little bitty ass black dot. Because we connecting that dot. Dot is 13. That's why it's so important, even in speaking on the computer. www.computer.com
.com. Well, dot being 13, and the word other than God and the other words for four I've been given, 13 is 10. T-E-N comes to 13. And when you spell 10 backwards, it's the net. That's why they use 10 in the net. And the 10 is the ones and zeros, the binary code. That's why another name for one is alpha. Alpha is 13. And zero, zero is 13. Ain't that something? That's why you can intermix 1001101001. Alpha, zero, alpha, alpha, zero, alpha. See, it's all hidden. And these, they're good for doing that, but their time is up. This is why we all have parts of breaking this damn code that they got us running around the place with. It's over now. Say what? It's over. It's over now. Yes. The time is up. Because the universe, like I said, that grounding of the universe and telepathy is dictating the changes that we're going through. We have nothing. Eddie has nothing. I'm just a messenger. And I love the message that I've been given to give. And in the giving, that's part of God. Give it a try, family. Ain't nothing I'm talking about is going to hurt anybody, because even when you give it a try comes up to 49, which is 4, which is God again. Give it a try. Give it a try. Because nothing beats a failure but a try.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Brother Eddie, it's been a long time, but how about if you tell everyone your book?
And I made the fatal mistake of, even when we tried to do the show Saturday, I was basically supposed to go up and check out a publisher that republished my first book, which is These Are Thought-Provoking Possibilities. It was retitled Take the Chain Off Your Brain, because that was the subtitle to the book. These Are Thought-Provoking Possibilities, Take the Chain Off Your Brain. So the book that we're talking about now is 1314, Metaphysics 101, Using Numbers to Reveal Your Purpose, which is key. What I'm giving has nothing to do with me. It's giving away what you can use to find your purpose, or to find anything you choose to find by using this. So again, just like we, it's better to give. That's why give is God. I'm giving this away. Give is 22, which is that 4. That's God. That's truth. That's spiritual. That's trust. That's absolute. Because the only thing absolute is the absolute truth of God, the spiritual truth, baby. Because that's the fight. Fight is for. The fight is spiritual. Spiritual is for. It's not physical. This is a spiritual fight. This is why I've been in this fight all my life, never knowing the number back then. It was called, I called it martial arts. And people always refer, well, what style? No, because martial itself is the style. Not knowing it then, that's the number. Martial is 22, which is 4, which is fight. Style is 22. It's all God's style, baby. It's all God's truth. Because martial arts also comes to spiritual war. So I've been in a spiritual war, calling it martial arts, what, since 71, since I've been into martial arts, this spiritual war? This is the growth of the physical becoming spiritual. And that's what we're all going through, that transformation of no more than self-defense or
what we are termed as in our older age is self-expression. Your defense is your expression. Because for our defense, we use a lot of people crystals. Defense is 32.5. Crystals is 32.5. Some people go through rituals. Rituals are 32.5. We got to take back these words that are being used by seeing the number that ties us to the whole, ties us to the all. All is five. That's why it's all connected. It's all metaphysics. The names change, but the numbers remain the same. Names change biblically is many names. God goes by many names, y'all. And that's all I'm doing is showing the protection of God. That's what protection is for and God is for. We've always been in God's protection, never know it by the number of the words being used. And this is our power that we can take back using a corrupt language, or better yet, a occult language called English. Because the language is okay until it's corrupted by those who use it for different means, different purposes. But as being the holiday we were talking about earlier, Memorial Day, which is 4 and 7, Memorial being 4, God, day 7, that brings you to what, an 11, 4 plus 7. Well, we know right around the corner, the 4 and 7 is called the 4th of July, family. Bam. Well, we going to spend our money, hard-earned money, on damn fireworks that's going to do nothing but exacerbate the problems of chemtrails and the coronavirus. Fireworks is 5:41. Chemtrails is 5:41. Coronavirus is 5:41. Yes, it all adds up because it's no more than chemicals. Chemicals is 32 to 5 that's being used to give us what's called a disease. Disease is 32 of 5. And it's the Hegelian dialect. Problem, reaction, yeah. Solution. And the problem is always created by people. Not us, but we know the people that create it. That's why problem and reaction. Problem is 2, reaction is 2. People is 2. The people create the problem, and the people have the solution. The solution to this worldwide pandemic, that's why even pandemic is 23, was the vax. Vaccine is 23, part of the pandemic. The death is 23. It's all on the 5, baby. That's why 5 is so important. Important is 41. 5. It's, ooh. The family, like I said, yeah. The more we get into it, because, again, what I've been given keeps me, that understanding that God within me keeps me where I'm supposed to be. It keeps me humble. That's why humble is 22. That's why you humble yourself to God. 4 to the 4. So, yes, as long as I'm humble, I will continue to receive information that I didn't have yesterday. Because, yes, like I said, still learning. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
I was going to say, if you look at the chart, if you look at the slideshow, you will see that I did put the numbers chart on there.
Good.
Several
great.
Times. So if you look on there, you can see also I have one for the hands, where, you know, each letter for your hands. And
right.
Then I just have the chart on there by itself. So if you look at the slideshow, you will be able to see that is included in there for y'all.
Great. Thank you for that. So that's great, family. You can always go back and
again, become familiar with this chart, this code.
Yeah.
Because, see, metaphysics of what I'm given is called the alphabet. Alpha is 13, bit is 14. That's metaphysics by number. That's all connected by number. That's Jesus Christ and God by number. That's fellowship and worship. That's as above, so below. That's a drug addiction. That's the internet. That's network. I mean, we have so many things that we use, but the key for me is to show what we're using by the number today to connect it to what we're talking about spiritually. Because for me, one of the greatest things that I learned that came along with the wisdom that I have today is that with the wisdom that I have, I cannot impose my old thinking on the new age or new school of thinking today. I have to adjust. I have to adapt. I have to change so I speak their language. This is why I give the numbers behind who they are, connected even to God. They're the children of God, and if they don't want to be called children, no problem. They new school, baby. This is a new school. This is a new age, a new way of thinking. So we have to give it to them in their time, knowing what we know to be able to transpose the old and give it to them so they see a new way, their time. This is a biological time bomb, and it's getting ready to explode in this time zone. And family, we almost out of time. We keep entertaining conversations that are draining us. I mean, even the conversation that the sister brought in about telepathy, these are the things that we need to be talking about so those thoughts even get stronger, so we start to remember our capabilities and put down these wicked devices that have us so addicted. See, because again, it's we have to fix us. We see and we know that this system, society, has done to us. They ain't gonna fix what they done. That would be crazy. To now to truly fix, as we keep talking about reparations, they're not repairing shit. That's why the repair comes from the word that we give one another to fix and activate each other. That's what we're supposed to be doing, taking and draining one another with the conversation, see, because we have to start at the root, and the root is the conversation that we start with. If we're giving some misinformation or some distraction information that has nothing to do with nothing, I can't do nothing about it, you can't do nothing about it, we just regurgitate the shit that we can't do shit about, which wastes time, effort, and energy, family. That's why we keep talking about the age of Aquarius, dealing with nature, dealing with the energy, dealing with being grounded in nature, in what we see, what we feel, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, and what we hear. Five. It's called senses. That's why senses 23 is five, and we got five of them, baby. Let's start using them, because they are echoing danger, danger, danger. Endangered species. Danger is 23, baby. The five. See, so we got to shoot each other with the Bob gun. And the Bob gun by number is 21, which is the music or the words, baby, the different tones.
the notes that we give to the seven called your organ. That's why the music deals with organs, and we all have organs inside our bodies, baby, that resonate with certain words. Woo! All over your body, in your body, because that biggest organ of your body is called your skin, your flesh, your endocrine system. And that's where it enters, through the skin, through the flesh, from the air, the water that activates on the outside those spiritual essence that are linked in the inside. The Holy Bible that is basically everybody's personal relationship is the Ashoka Records. The Holy Bible is the Ashoka Records, but if we don't have a personal relationship, regardless of how we got it, because I got it with the numbers that show me everything, that I connect these words with the same numbers using different words, Holy Bible, personal relationship, Ashoka Records, conscious and subconscious, and dreams, actions, and words. As we say, actions speak louder than words. It's all part of the here and now, the Holy Bible. This is why we're supposed to see what happened then in the Bible and be able to update it to what's happening here and now in this language of English that is spoken today, not thyself, the old term. We use the thyself and make it the way we speak today. Thyself is yourself. That's why it says know yourself. Biblically, it says thyself. Know thyself, which is know yourself. Know your nature, baby. That's why baby is seven. The nature is seven. So don't get it twisted if I might happen to call you baby or even honey, because it's all seven. And when we get so twisted into words, and that's how I learned so much, how people will gravitate towards that definition of the word that has so much control that we stay stuck with whatever word we're using and we can't connect anything. That's the power behind the spells. Spells is 24-6. Word is 15-6. Rules are 24. They're meant to be broken. Break the damn spell. 24 is program. Break the program. How? By deprogramming your damn self if you don't hear a word from somebody else. Because deprogram is six like program is six. You get out of whatever they put you in by finding a damn number. The same number applies both sides, one way or the other. That's why it's called balance. Balance is six. I can put you in balance six, or I can take you out of balance six. Come on. Six, six, six. Ain't that something? That's why we're balancing now the word. Let it be, baby. Because at the end of the day, I've been shown it all will be revealed. I ain't got to try as hard as I've been trying. Lay back, relax. Take it easy, baby. Easy is 14. That's why we learn to slow down. Slow is 14. Because what makes it easy when you slow or you go slow, you start to flow. Flow is 14, slow is 14, and easy is 14. That's why I love what I do. Love is the key. Love is 14. They got us on the wrong game, game of 14, dealing with color 14 and race. It ain't dealing with love. That's why we all over the place with the five. We can't even see the five. So our interpretation is off. That's why interpretation is five. And the interesting thing, when interpretation, it comes to five, it's got 14 damn letters in the word. Wow, 14, that code. your interpretations. Don't let nobody take your interpretations away from you. Because that's your fire. That's your thought. Where do you get your thought from? Thought is 41, that fire. I've been on this since the 70s with Parliament. Brother Kwame sent me a little link to a little video that he had sent me some time ago, but this time he had in the statement box, the text, the Mothership Connection, which is beautiful. Because, again, we only see Mothership Connection, which I did for so long until I got this present that gave me this insight of these numbers and words. But Mothership Connection comes to 76, which is back to that 13-3. And we know we got the Philadelphia 76ers, which takes us right back to that damn Liberty Bell. The Mothership Connection is Mother Earth, family. Mother Earth comes to 50. There's the 5, the code right there. Mother Earth is the mothership. That's the connection. Because the mothership, the earth, is moving. It's not stationary. It's orbiting the sun. And it's moving so darn fast, believe it or not, regardless of how, I just use the numbers. They say we're orbiting the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. 6 plus 7 is 13. Spinning on its axis at 1,000.3 miles an hour, another 13. We are the third rock from the one called sun. One sun being the third planet, 13. Baby, it don't stop. And this is something that's been there for the longest. And again, it's just time. We're in the age of Aquarius that before any judgment takes place, everything has to be revealed. Just like they say, before you die, what happens? Your life flashes in front of you. Flashlight, the paradigm shift, baby. Neon light, stop light. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die, before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That's what he was talking about in flashlight. Yah! I lay me down to sleep. Ooh, I just can't find my way. Well, what wakes me up from a sleep naturally? Flashlight, the sun, baby. When the sun starts to rise, that's when we get up. The movement of the sun, which is no more than their observation of how they came up with the clock. That's why sun is 13 and clock is 13. Can't fool us no more. You trying to make an artificial time deal with God's universal time. Your time is up, family. Their time is up, not our time. Our time is just beginning. The last will be first. Oh, my goodness, I love it. Because I see it just like they say you got to die to get to heaven. Oh, I love it. I believe it. Because, again, it's not physical, family. It's not physical. It's spiritual. That's why you got to die to get to heaven. It starts in the fourth chakra or chamber. The fourth chakra is green, 23, which is 5. Die is 14, 5. Heaven is 23. That's the same number. They just playing us. Game is what's a damn game, family. When we see the numbers, we see the game and how they playing it. And no, now it's not physical. That's why it's through thought. It's 41 to 5. They messing with your head. And within your head, you have an organ called your brain. Brain is 14, family. That's why this vaccine is meant to give you blood clogs in your brain. It's driving you insane or out of your sanity. But yes, all of this, and it does not stop. Like I said, what I give family is very, very small to the whole, because what I give and the way I give it is just my angle and my way of seeing it. That's why we all have a way to see through our journey and coming upon certain people to help us along our journey, for me to help us find our gift. That's the ultimate test in the journey, to find the gift, your gift. Because once you do, your gift is only you enabling others to help them along the way to find their gift. Because once you find your gift, it's the closest thing to divinity, to the divine, that we will come to. And once we get there, we give it away. We help others.
Yes.
Again, that's the way I see it. Nobody has to see it that way. But again, challenging my own thoughts and putting them out there is knowing that that's going to activate. That's why activate is seven. I'm sorry, activate is 9, 27. Activate is 9, which is the learning.
Excuse me, Brother Eddie, we have an echo.
Who is it? Is it me?
I don't know where it's coming from. But no, somewhere we have an echo.
Well, I did hear echo, so...
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, family, if you're not talking and you're on, mute yourself while you're not talking so we can find out where it's coming from. And when you're ready to talk, just unmute yourself and comment. So, again, we don't want to put people off the air or out of the queue when they're there. So let's just be courteous, because that's, again, that's who we are. We don't have time to nitpick and this, that, and the other, telling grown folks. And I'd rather use the term mature adults and people. Because for me, when I look at grown folks, they're just children who've grown up but are still has that child mentality. They haven't matured, because when you mature, that puts you in nature.
Yeah.
But again, we stay, as even when you had the little comedy movie called Grown Ups, and these four characters in a swimming pool pissing, like that's supposed to be funny. But again, using comedy to educate, because we know the majority of these pools that you go and frequent, people pissing in them all the time because, hey, we in the water. I ain't getting out to go pee. I'll just pee in the water. And we know that happens. And we know a lot of us have done it in our youth and whenever, being in a pool, just too lazy to get our behinds out and go to the bathroom and relieve ourselves. So, but again, it's just the seven, being in this age of Aquarius that we always talk about. Aretha did it beautifully when she said, respect yourself. Respect is that seven, baby. And we got to start with the respect of self in order to respect others. Because at times for me, I even hear it behind the number of words that people speak that don't have the respect for self, let alone somebody else. A person ain't got to tell me directly, indirectly, by the word and the number that I attack. I attack the number of the word so I can connect the words to my manifestation, my words, connected to the all, to see what most can't see, because, again, the 11 or the two is called esoteric. Esoteric is 38. That two. esoteric comes straight from the universe through communication, through telepathy to certain people. Peoples too, telepathies too, universes too, communications too. Certain people are esoteric. And it's a very few that receive. That's why receiver is 38, a two. Transmitter and receiver. And guess what? Transmitter is five, family. That's part of the transmission, is part of us being messengers. Messenger is five. Transmitter is five. What messages are we truly giving if we're regurgitating everybody or somebody else's link? Remember, the true link is us. We are known as the missing link, and they now switch it up with a five called a damn monkey. 14, five. I call the monkey the missing link. Stop it, y'all. It's just a number. They now put different things, just like understanding what is the holy place. And we keep looking for different geometrical places around the world that has been designated by stories, the holy place. Well, the actual holy place is your brain, or let me say my brain, because my is three, holy is three. Place is five, brain is five. Better yet, biblically, it's the right brain. Because the hemisphere or the region or world or land that we left from was your left side of your brain crossing what's called the Red Sea. Do you see what you read? The Red Sea going to the right brain, the right hemisphere. Right brain is a five. Back to that five again. That's the promised land. Promised land comes to a three, like the paradigm shift, three. Chaos out of order, or order out of chaos, three. The promised land was promised first and foremost, your land between your two ears, your brain. That was promised. Just like the sister said, thinking about telepathy, it was the thought that was put in us first. The thought is faster than light. So again, if we're not thinking it, we're definitely like talking about it nor doing it. As a man, a woman thinketh, so is he or she. If we ain't thinking these things like telepathy, how to get organized, how to look at the planetary alignments. If these things aren't on the brain, the thought, then we're not going to manifest them through speaking it into existence. Because we're speaking current events that we don't take the time out to find those current events that give us structure and keep us focused. That's why focus is five. We got to stay on the five. Stay focused. Because when we give in time to all of these different, that's why even, I love it, when I use the number, but use the words, current, 32, which is five, event, 23, which is five. Did we ever see it? Did we ever look? That's why I always, regardless, start with the five and the five, the current event. Because, again, part of that 11 with that telepathy comes directly from the air in the sky. That's why they say it's in the sky. It's in the air. It's part of the galactic. Galactic is two. Totally, it's called the Galactic Federation. The galactic is the air. The federation is no more than the wind. The I am that comes through the air and the wind. Ain't nothing new. It's been in the air and the wind since the existence, family. And it's just coming back around in the age of Aquarians and downloading Aquarius 7 in the memory. Memory is 7. And consciousness, 7. Brother Kwame is always talking about consciousness and memory. Consciousness is 7. Memory is 7. Nature is 7. In the age of Aquarius, Aquarius is 7. This is why we talk about certain things that pertain to where we are in time and space, never knowing the number to duly squat of what we're saying. We just say it, using these occult words of English, just saying it and putting ourselves in spells. We're spellbound. This is why in school on a Friday, we had spelling tests on a Friday. Why Friday? Because even Friday comes to 23. Man, it don't stop. And we had spelling tests. And we used a wand in school that was called a number 2 pencil, lead pencil, graphite. So we was learning spelling, and the number of spelling is 31. It's spiritual, baby. That's part of the fight. When we learned these words by spelling these words out, we didn't know we were learning how to cast spells. We just thought this was reading a word.
You're right on.
Yes,
brother.
Sir.
And also, when we write the words that's like circular, what they call that?
Mm-hmm.
Cursive. You cursing everybody. When you write that, like, you cursing. You cursing, mm-hmm. Right? Cursing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why they stopped teaching it. When we be talking about that, they don't teach children cursing and how to write anymore, you know, because that was a way of using these spells in your writing, scribing, because scriber back in the day is a writer today. Scriber is 31. Writer is 31. It don't change. This is why you write it down, family. That's the key to a lot of this. As far as even you writing your incantations down, even if you don't know them yet, write them down, because it will be revealed in due time. All will be revealed. If it's something that resonates with you, that's why resonate is 32. It don't stop. There's a reason for everything. Reason comes to 2. That's part of the universe. When you find the patterns and everything, pattern is 2. Reason is 2. Universe is 2. That's why you got to voice your opinion. Voice is 2. I'm lifting my voice. Lift is 2. Lifting my voice and speaking for the universe, baby, because for some reason, all of us can't hear it. But again, it's not for all of us. Esoteric, the 2, the air. It ain't for all of us. But my part is still to give what I've been given, what I have received. Because ain't nothing I got I can do by my damn self. That's why pieces are given to everybody has a piece of the puzzle. And we got to unite it. We stand. We got to come back united on a united front. Everybody's bringing their piece. Mine is just the words with the numbers so we can learn the learning of these words to throw these spells back on their ass. Because that's the only way they've cursed us is put a spell. I put a spell on you because you're mine. They did a damn good job. Because we still fighting amongst each other with these damn words that ain't ours called English. Scrapping like a motherfucker, debating like a motherfucker, arguing like a mother with some shit that ain't even ours. And we think we truly understand. As Stevie said, when you believe in things you don't understand, family, you suffer. How long have we been suffering under this dramatic pressure? But understanding, being under this pressure for so long, that black-ass piece of coal is now becoming a damn diamond, y'all. We the diamonds in the rough.
Yes.
If we just understood this true paradigm shift and our true place, holy place in this shift, because if we ain't right in the head, we ain't going to get what's been promised to us in this shift that's actually happening here and now. This is why a lot of family members ain't getting what I'm giving and what other people ain't giving. They're hearing it, and it vibrates, but it's not that resonation strong enough to activate. But we have nothing to do but to give the word because, again, it's the universe, that tooth, that dictates the change, baby. We don't do nothing but give the message. We're messengers. And we are using the word up. It's the code word. No matter where you say it, you know that you will be heard. Heard, baby. And I don't mean no cattle herd. What's the word? Have you heard about Johannesburg? It's the word, baby, that you heard. But again, we have to be the example of what we want others to see. If they don't see it in us, if we're not being what we're supposed to be, human beings, if we ain't being human, your part, then they can't see what we're trying to project. That's why you just don't walk it, or you just don't talk it, you got to walk it. Just not actions or just the words, but the actions behind the words. This is why we can't stand by being spectators. We got to be participants. Participant is 41, which is a 5 again. This is why when we participate, they run scared. Because again, like I said, there's no weapon that comes against us that will prosper. No weapon, because we have the weapon within us. That's why in this age of Aquarius, we've been talking and hearing so much about that weapon called melanin that they want so badly. Because weapon is 7, melanin is 7, Aquarius is 7, nature. Your nature, in your nature is the melanin that contains your hue, that gives you this pigmentation that everybody wants. And the game is to play like they don't want you, but they want you. Part of your 7. Every ounce and bit of your melanin. Your organs. Organ is 7. And we're constantly talking about the 7 organ donors and organ transplants and them wanting how much you are dead than alive. The 7, your organs, baby, and your melanin. Black man and woman. If you don't want to be called black, it's all right, dark. But I'm into the number. The hell with their words, because that's what has us, and I keep seeing my family, we trapped because we embrace these words and their definitions so tightly with the belief that basically limits us. See? And truly understanding that the universe has no limitation, which means two, universe is your mind. Mind is 11, which is 2. If the universe has no limitations, why do we, our minds, have limitations? We put the limitations on ourselves by what we too call believe. If you believe this, you not limited yourself to a belief, not to the truth. And this is why we're pushing that God force called the truth, baby. Give them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And they don't know how to handle the truth when you give it to them, Pharaohs, because they're the author of lies. So, again, we give them the truth in love. It ain't nothing they can do. And like I said, when we got the word of God, and for me, the word, knowing the number of all these words that they put in our face that we embrace, now to see the number behind it, to connect it to everything, because even now seeing that every problem we have with every question we ask has a number. The whole question will come to a particular number. And guess what? Your answer will have the same number. Different words, but it's going to have the same number. That's why that two we were talking about earlier with telepathy, universe communications, grounding, is also Malcolm. See, when we understand, it's not per se just the word. It's the number that represents the words that we're tied to. We're not seeing the number. We're tied to these words and phrases. Just to know these words of God in the universe, inhale and exhale, was in all of it. Just like the holidays. Memorial Day, 4 and 7. Christmas Day, 4 and 7. 11. Call it New Year's Day, 11. Was you going to say something there, Brother West? Okay, so
I'm good, man. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead. I'm listening,
okay,
man. You're breaking it down, bro.
So getting back
can
to
I
the
say
11.
Something? Oh, go ahead.
Sure. Let me get this out real quick before I forget with the 11. Okay. We heard our brother Malcolm again use this statement. Everybody gravitates to it, us and anybody else, by any means necessary. Well, for me, it's the number that pulls us into that phrase alone, because the number of by any means necessary comes to 56, which is 11. Principalities is 56. This is not a war, flesh and blood. This is a war of principalities by any means necessary. Well, what's the any means necessary? We say your word is your bond, which is 65, another 11, by any means necessary, but your word is your bond, see? And that's where a lot of us use the word, and we're giving somebody else's word. It's not yours. But when it comes out your mouth, and it you done made it bond because you done said it. Go ahead, my sister. You wanted to say something?
Yes, when you said the promised land, right?
Mm-hmm.
That really, oh my goodness, that's just what it is. You said the promised land is, let me say, between, well, not, I don't know if you said between, when the
your
left
ears.
And the, excuse me?
Right. Now I was saying it's between your ears, it's the left and right hemisphere of the brain.
Okay, thank you. So what I got from that was that the left and the right brain, when that comes together, that's when a sovereignty, like sovereignty, everything that happens to us happens within. If it's not within, we can't bring it without. So
correct.
The sovereignty has to start within. So the only way we'll ever get to the promised land is when the left and the right come together, even with the far brain and the front brain, a person could be paralyzed, not walking at all, And laughter, if you laugh enough, that's the only time the brain to give off a spark. So if that spark from the brain could come from the front to the back, that person doesn't even have to be paralyzed anymore. So what they did is it's like they had us walking around here like, you know, even the brain, they talk about operating in so many cells, they can't even, you know, because they'll leave you messed up probably. But they have us walking around here like our brain is uncovered, like we don't even have a skull over the brain for protection. So when we get all of this together, there just isn't going to be any stopping us, because guess what? Our foot would be like, in the Bible it talks about you come through the gate, then you got to come through the court and everything. Our feet would be through all of that, and we'll be on our way to that promised land. But we just have to get it. Like, okay, yes, it does mean land and self-employment and all of that is sovereignty, but it's still a sovereignty has to be within. So once we get this, once we get that brain working right, and even myself, I sat down and I was just thinking, I become more free with my age. So anyway, you know, years and years ago when I started my first business, I can actually say that we can stop death. I was working so hard, and the doctor had told me, listen, if you don't stop, you won't be around. He said, that's the only, because I was so out of it. I was like, what's the matter? I went to the emergency room. He said, you're working so hard, if you don't stop, you may not even be here to get your store open. So anyway, you know, we'd be hard-headed. So I go to bed. I was sleeping, and I had to wake up because my heart stopped. I mean, my heart was not beating. I was like, what? It's like, what? So I start rubbing it. You know, a lot of times it's a lot of gas in us, too, and that gas would go around that heart, and that'll stop people's heart from beating, too. But anyway, so what I did is I just started rubbing my heart all up in the veins and everything else. So it started up, and then guess what else? The same thing, not right there and then, but within those years back in that time, the same thing happened with my breath. My breath was just gone. And I did the same thing. I got my breath started back up. So when they say we cannot beat death, or when it's your time, you'll go, that is not even necessarily when we go into the promised land. But I just want to thank you. And know what? I will have a question for everyone on. I never talked about how that death tried to come and get me. But now, because of you talking about the promised land, and the one thing I always say I don't have is any fear in me, I don't think I was ashamed of it. Maybe perhaps I would think that people would just think I'm a nut, because they always think that anyway. So I was just wondering, do you think it was any type of fear that I didn't speak of that until now?
Well, it's all part of growth, because fear, which is 8, is only psychological. Psychological is 8. The fear starts with what you hear. Here is 8. That's the only way the fear will come in, because it's what you hear. Even things outside that we aren't accustomed to, when we hear strange noises, it brings on anxiety, stress, and fear. All the 8.
Brother Eddie.
See? And it's, yes, sir.
No, I'll go ahead and finish it. I wanted to just make a comment when you finish.
Okay. So, again, that is what you're doing now. It's called whatever fear you might have had, you've passed it, and now you're purging your mental prowess. Mental is 8. Purge is 8. Thinking is 8. You're purging your thinking. See? Because your thinking is part of the land that you're referring to. Land is 8. Thinking is 8. Mental is 8. It all starts with your thinking. As you said, thought is faster than light. So when we're thinking something, we bring that thought into manifestation or reality. We bring it, like you said, being able to stop death. We control what we don't even believe we can control because of a programmed mindset. Okay, Brother Kwame, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I was just, you know, you've given us so much food for thought and a lot of room for improvement because the universe is vast. The thing in which Ishtar was sharing, and good evening, Ishtar, the thing that she was saying about the promised land, land spelled backwards is what? D-N-A. L. So in overstanding, and she was saying that her heart stopped and the connection of it, and then you're talking about the fear. And each one of those words is the land in which we're on this blue marble is called the earth. Because that word contains heart, it contains ear, it contains hear, and so, and it also contains tear. And so what we're looking at is this earth's energy. We're occupying this in the spiritual, but we're using a vessel to move about this earth. But we're energy, which is energy never dies or never will, you know, dissipate. So the thing of it is, in us being that overstanding of that energy, and the other part that you spoke on earlier was talking about, you know, I think it was the galaxy. The galaxy is a circle. And when we cross the waters of Nu, those dark waters in which we just did in 2012, we came back around that circle and crossed this waters again in order to reactivate this new journey of our journey around the Milky Way. Because the Milky Way is what our solar system is in. It's in that Milky Way. And we spin in that galaxy that we're in, which is within the universe, which is within the cosmos. But all of these are contained in an endless source of energy. And so what we're having now with this cosmic consciousness activating us, we're reconnecting to that DNA, which, you know, is the last three letters of land, is DNA backwards. And so in being able to know, and I think the Roman numeral L is what, 100? I think if I remember right, L is 100. But the part of it is that DNA is in that word land, just like it's in the word ant. It's the most used word in the Bible, ant. And so what we're doing now is we're putting together the codes that are in the, what we now have is the 12 strand is being added because we're having the double helix, and that doubling of the 6 makes the 12. And so what they're now experimenting and using with the genetics is trying to see what activations can this new DNA that is now reawakening us, how does this going to take them to the next level? And that's why I say we didn't move from Neanderthal to Homo sapien. Now we're moving to Homo spiritus, and to where we're going to be energized in the Franklin when she was talking about the telepathy, that the thought light is 186,000 miles a second. Thought, as they say, is over 320,000 miles a second. So when you think it, it's already passed. And so that's why they show in the quantum is that whatever I do here to my blood cell, and if I had a blood cell that was on the continent, simultaneously they're connected. That's how we're woven into this what they call quantum physics. because everything is connected. That's why I said, thank us.
Yeah.
We're united in the spirit, and that spirit is an invisible thread. That's why we talk about the wood wide web, because the intricate pattern of the weaving of this planet that holds it all together and its connection to its oneness is done through the roots. Just as we see all of these great standing talls, the trees, however tall you see the tree is, that's how much root is within the earth. So all of this is connected to the core, which is the iron, the molten sun that's in Shambhala. And so we have a sun above us and we have a sun within us. And so it's being able to understand how to use our galactic connection. That's why we talk about the Galactic Federation, because we have to remember we are a member of the Galactic Federation, because with Stardust just formed a human body to put the vessel in. That's why you said the mothership is Mother Earth. It is a ship. If you got off the earth, you'd see it's inside of space. So it's floating just like a ship. It's flying around the galaxy with all the other eight planets going along with it.
Right.
So this is our connection. But thank us.
Thank you, Brother Kwame. And again, when you touched on that 2012, we know the Mayan calendar, but 2012 is that 5, fam. And you connected all the numbers to what you were saying with the Milky Way. That's part of the telepathy. Milky Way is 2, telepathy is 2, the universe is 2. But the cosmos is 2 along with the cosmic, because we are cosmic people, fam. We are the cosmic people. See? So that's part of being open-minded at the very beginning. Open is a two-minded is 2. That's that 11-11 or that 22. God's that 4. It's that God force within, family. So, yes, I love it. Love and thank us, because, again, without you, family, truly, I couldn't advance, because, again, the words that all of you use is not in my vocabulary. So when y'all talk to me, y'all give me more arsenal, more ammunition, more armor to fight with. Because armor ain't nothing but a 14, baby. And we finna get armored up so we can go kick they butts. Because like Brother Kwame just said, we start from the stardust, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Dust to fire, family. 23.
Yes, sir, Brother Eddie.
Yes, sir, Brother West.
Yeah, that L, what Kwame said, is 50, man. L is 50 and M is 100. But
okay,
get back to the sister said. Yeah, getting back to what the sister said, you know, she right, man. With that flatulence and gas, see, most, I don't want to sound sexist, but most of y'all women hold that shit in, that gas, don't want to go to the bathroom trying to be pretty. I know some women don't want to go to the bathroom until they get home and shit, like my sister did. Y'all got to let it go. Exhale, man. Go ahead and bust one, man, so y'all can relax, man. Exhale.
Yeah. Hey, take a fart from the start, baby, and it won't affect your heart. It will not affect your heart.
There's more air outside than inside. Let that shit
That's
go,
it.
Man. Go ahead. Boy. Y'all walk a lot of walk around full of shit, man. Go take a dump.
You got to relieve
the
old, that pressure.
Old folks used to say it's more space out than it is in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
And, Brother Eddie, you keep saying grounded, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What they did is, like, you know, throughout this COVID thing, all I kept thinking about, well, wait a minute, we're not hearing anything about the veterans. I mean, nothing hardly about the veterans at all. So, anyway, I think a couple of weeks ago it was, they was actually saying that so many veterans have killed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the air, the ground, the earth, when COVID came, one of the first things they did was they made us stay in the house. There was an ear test done, and the house was bad. And the house was bad. It was 270. When if you went outside, although the stuff is outside, the ear was much clearer than what the house was. So in other words, if you're in the house, you know, house can be sticky like sometimes. So what they're doing is the same thing that they did to the veterans years and years ago. Agent Orange, they may still be doing, I don't know. They sprayed the Agent Orange chemical, right? And what it wasn't, a lot of it that happened to the veterans, it wasn't just because of the warfare they were in, which some of it was. A lot of that came from the chemicals they were spraying, which was the Agent Orange, red, green, or whatever else it is. So now what's in our ear outside is the same thing, and you're finding a lot of people committing suicide and just having all type of problems. So that ear, the ground, the earth, all of that is together. So in other words, they don't, and someone is saying now this is why they're having everybody buying, like having everything delivered to them, because they're getting ready to really, really, really try to lock the people down again. So all of that was, I guess, the earth is what grounds us, you know? So they don't want us to get grounded outside in the air. So that was just something else I was thinking and wanted to say.
Yeah,
but
that's,
could I speak to that, because you spoke about Agent Orange and being a non-vet, and then many brothers that I know that got trapped in that orange when they were spraying it. And their bodies were messed up. And you have the same thing happen in the Iraq war with depleted uranium bombs. These weapons of mass destruction that they talked about in other countries, we are the inventors of it. And the part that we've been on this phone 2 hours, every 22 minutes a veteran kills himself in this country. Every 22 minutes. So we've been on here 2 hours, and you figure out, in 2 hours and 22 minutes, that's almost 12 people that killed themselves since we've been talking on this program.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the numbers for me, man. It just hits home and resonates so much. Again, God's number four, you just 22. Antoinette has said 13 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour. You just said the 22. And if you didn't know, veteran comes up to 29, family, which is that 11, that 2. So that's why we have Veterans Day. So,
well, I have a question. Is the Agent Orange causing people to commit suicide?
What was that, Susanna?
No, thank.
I asked, was the Agent Orange causing people to commit suicide? Or is it a trigger or something that then veterans wept in their heads?
What it was is a creation by Monsanto. And Monsanto made a pesticide that was to kill off. They were using it to kill off the Vietnamese, because we were fighting a jungle war, something that this country had never fought. And in them fighting in the jungle and there in the Vietnamese's environment was part of the tragedy that they lost that war. And so many of us, that especially black men, had to fight two wars. We had to fight the Vietnamese, who told us that they never called us, lynched us, or did anything to our people. Why are we over here attempting to kill them? And then we had to fight the racism that was in the military. So we were fighting, as black men, fighting two wars in a country that had never done anything to us. And so the part for what they use Agent Orange with Monsanto creating it, it caused defects to happen in the men, but you get the post-traumatic syndrome that they now call, it used to be shell shock. Is the hideous things that we've seen done and the things that we had to do. And a person can't see, they put you through a boot camp, But when you come back, they discharge you or kick you out, but they never reboot you back to being into your own community, what they took you from.
So they don't deprogram. I know I had uncles and cousins that were in Vietnam War, and I know a lot of them, they came back addicted to marijuana, even though they say you can't get addicted to it. But, I mean, I've seen them addicted to it. But I know anything that you do for 21 days is a habit.
Well, and that's the case for myself. I was drinking as a young teenager and doing that. When I came back from Vietnam, marijuana wasn't the drug of choice. I was smoking 98% pure heroin because that was on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Coming back as a heroin addict, the American gangster, when they showed Denzel Washington bringing out, even when they made the French connection, that's what the France was over there, because that was what the Ho Chi Minh Trail was. It's the trafficking of heroin that was raised in the fields there, sent over to Turkey to come into France and America.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's a shame how our men, well, I guess our people now, you know, they go to fight these wars, and then it's like they try to destroy them, and then when they come back, don't help them. Now they're doing it to all of the people all over the world. Because that's what,
yeah.
I know I might, with this spraying of everything in the ear, and the people are having the same problems that the men in the military used to have years ago. All these young people committing suicide. Everybody's committing suicide.
You,
like I said.
I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
They let the women go onto the battlefields. They protested and did all they could to get the women into war, and they did. And look at the destruction that you have, the homeless women out of military committing suicide and homeless of women. Especially women of color living in the street that served this country and can't even find a place to live.
Yeah, it got to be something that can be done about that.
Well, we know anything can be done and nothing is done. And again, when we see billions of dollars that is being given away for a war that's not here, that we will not recover. We won't get these billions and billions of dollars that they're giving to this war campaign back.
Mm-hmm.
When all of these people, as Kwame's been saying, you got vets taking their lives every 22 minutes. You got people dying. You got police brutality that's been running rampant for how many damn decades. I mean, we can go on, and all of this money that could be distributed to help home, help America first, before we start not taking anything away from any of these people. But shit, we've been fighting our war since we've been over here. We've been fighting against tyranny and terrorism as being black people for the longest. So why all of a sudden we don't jump on anybody else's bandwagon when ain't nobody jumping on our bandwagon, ain't jumped on our bandwagon to voice their opinion to help us unless they got something in it for them?
Yeah, but there's all the women that are in the military. I mean, so it's still a two-fold force.
You're bringing 100,000 Ukrainians on. Oh, it's more than 100,000.
Oh, yeah.
You have to look at that. They just did statistics on young black men that were killed in America at 72,000 young black men. They ain't counting white folks. They said black. So you looking at, they're bringing in 100,000 women and children from Ukraine. They're repopulating what they destroyed here by killing off our children.
And then, speaking of not helping, go ahead.
No, I was saying you go ahead.
Oh, okay. And then speaking, too, of how they don't help us at all, I was really so upset. I was like, wait a minute. I've never, ever heard of this country here going to help Africa or Haiti.
Nope.
Ukraine was East Africa's number one food supplier. So the East Africans are dying right now because they're not getting their food supply. And these people here are not even helping them. The president said there are no Africans coming in this country now. This lady has an African in-law daughter. She went over here. They won't even let her back into this country. So all I'm saying is, and we're hearing our people so upset because of what's going on in Ukraine. But nevertheless, what's going on right here, then what's going on in Africa and Haiti, because if we don't learn to start looking out for our own people, this thing will never, ever work. Do you know what? Know what I've been thinking of? I don't know if I can do it, but one of the things I wanted to try to do was remember the song We Are the World, right?
Yeah.
When that song, I'm not sure if Michael Jackson wrote it or was it the Caucasian man, he wrote it. What he was trying to do was he was trying to get food to Africa back then, and they wouldn't even let him do it. I don't know if he had his own plane or where the plane came from, but what he did was he got this plane, and he started dropping the food off to the Africans. And I was just wondering, how in the world do we help them? Yeah, help the people here too. But how in the world do we help them people over there that are starving? I know years ago, years and years ago, I wanted to go somewhere so bad I tried to get a helicopter. And the helicopter wasn't very expensive then. And so I thought, well, what if I tried to get a helicopter now? But I don't think a helicopter can go that far from the United States to Africa. Can it? Doesn't it have to be a plane? Because I know a plane
is too expensive.
I don't
know, but I do know someone that lives in Ghana. So I will ask them. I will ask them tomorrow because it's what, like 6 o'clock in the morning there now.
Okay.
So I doubt if they're up, but I will ask them tomorrow afternoon. I'll give them a call, and I will ask them. You know, if we wanted to, how could we go about that?
Yes. Okay.
I will definitely.
If we hear nothing about.
Public announcement real quick, family. We're after the 11 o'clock hour, so at any time, y'all know that they might pull a plug on us. So